This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today I'm sharing two stories from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Blessings of Christmas. These are stories about how much fun it is to add new people to your holiday table, especially people who have nowhere to go during the holidays. In our first story, our senior editor and longtime Chicken Souper, Barbara LaMonaco, tells us that when she bought a big house with a big dining room, she took over the Christmas Eve dinners that her mother had always been in charge of. She says, "It was perfect for many years while our kids were growing up. We usually had about 20 people around our table each Christmas Eve. But as the years went on, things changed. That number dwindled. Our kids got married, had kids of their own and different obligations. We lost some of our older family members and others moved away. As unimaginable as it seems, one Christmas Eve, it was only going to be dinner for two, my husband and me. Everyone else had other plans. So what to do? It seems silly to set that big table in the dining room with all the Christmas stuff and the good china and crystal and silver. Maybe she and Frank would just eat in the kitchen, a simple meal for two. But that didn't seem right. Just because they were alone didn't mean they shouldn't have their normal special Christmas Eve dinner. So Barbara planned her special dinner for two, but then the phone rang. Her cousin or her husband had a change of plans and wanted to know if they could come after all. Then more relatives called. Then Barbara learned that their neighbor was going to be alone for Christmas Eve. So Barbara invited her. Then one of their three sons called and asked if some of his friends could join them. It looked like Barbara and Frank were going to be back to hosting one of their traditional large Christmas Eve gatherings. Frank put all the leaves in the dining room table. And that night, they had a very full table with some family members, some neighbors and friends, and even some perfect strangers. Barbara asked everyone to be sure to sit next to someone they didn't know, which wasn't too difficult given the assortment of people they had there. Barbara says this: "My grandmother called it picking up strays. She had a habit of inviting people who had no place to go to her home for Christmas dinner or for any meal. My mother did it too, and here I was carrying on the tradition. It is a kind thing to do, both for the people who don't have a place to go, for yourself, sharing the warmth of your home with others. Picking up strays became our new family tradition, and I have passed it on to my children." Elise Seyfried had a similar experience, but for Thanksgiving. Her son, Evan, who was at the Naval Academy, asked if he could invite a few of his classmates home. They were exchange students from other countries, so they had no ability to fly home for a long weekend. Plus, they had never been to a Thanksgiving dinner before. The students were from Africa, Europe, and Asia. Eldrick and Patrick from Cameroon, Castell from Romania, and Kanak from Thailand. Elise decided that she would serve them not only a traditional American Thanksgiving meal, but also make them something from each of their countries. So she made Thai shrimp and lemongrass soup for Kanak, zakushka, a savory Romanian vegetable medley for Castell, and something called fufu for the guys from Cameroon. Fufu is a kind of cornmeal mush that her son said his African friends were crazy about. Well, Elise tried, but the fufu just wouldn't work. It was supposed to be rolled into balls and dipped into a sauce, but her fufu just sat there in a liquid, mushy state until she left it on the stove too long, and then it got burned too. But the guys from Cameroon loved it. Elise says, "I'll never forget the joy on Eldrick and Patrick's faces as I put the dish on the table. Fufu," they exclaimed, "just like home." And at that moment, watching those young men so many thousands of miles away from their families, I think the whole Thanksgiving gathering would have quickly identified the most important dish on the menu for all of us. It was the fufu. And the fact that their American mom for the day had tried so hard to make them feel at home. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Blessings of Christmas, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day. There will be lots of Christmas stories in the coming weeks, so head over to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new book about cats. Two stories in which cats serve as remarkable role models for how you can live a better life.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.